Whoa, Timothy, I hardly recognize you. After that soccer game today, you were covered with mud from head to toe.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Did you wash behind your ears?
Oh, Mom.
Well, did you?
Tammy, does that sound typical for you? I know it was a familiar sound in our home. You know, sometimes doing what's right for your children will not make them happy. You're listening to Women of Hope, and today we have a great topic to discuss, and that's raising happy children. Carol, you raised two children. Were they always happy? Oh, Tammy, of course not. They were happy most of the time, but they were especially unhappy when they couldn't do what they wanted to do.
And my children are the same. But we can't always let our children do what they want, can we? We know what they need and what's good for them. So sometimes we have to be tough.
I found that if my children knew what they could and could not do, they were actually happier in the long run. They knew that we loved them and we wanted the best for them.
Yes, I have to agree on that one. I've seen children who are allowed to do anything they want, and it's very interesting. They're not usually happy children, are they?
No, Tammy, not at all. And usually it's quite the opposite. Children who are allowed too much freedom are unhappy and insecure. Raising happy children takes a lot of time and energy, but it's not an impossible task. In fact, it can be joyful and rewarding.
It most certainly can, but it's not always easy. When my son was younger, I sometimes found myself losing my temper.
I think all mothers do that at times. It's okay to be angry sometimes, but it's not right to take it out on our children.
I agree. We as parents can be angry for good reasons, but we must not act in anger with our children. We must not hit them or make them feel small by shouting at them. As parents, our love for our children has to be constant and unconditional. Raising happy children is a very important part of parenting.
Okay, this all sounds good, but how do we do it?
That's the question. Stay with us if you want to hear more about how to raise happy children.
This is Women of Hope, and we're glad that you're with us. Today, we're talking about raising happy children.
Carol, previously you've shared some parenting behaviors and skills. You have two adult children, and both of them are successful and doing well in life. Why don't you continue to share with us more on positive parenting?
I'm glad we can talk about families and raising happy children. I could talk about my family all day, couldn't you? We all like to talk about our children and what they're busy with and how they're doing in school, don't we? I remember a time when my children were small and I was having trouble with my son. Try as hard as I might, I could not get him to feel excited about school. He wanted to stay home with me and nothing else would do. He would get really upset and cry when I dropped him off at school each day. I tried giving him rewards. I tried reasoning and explaining. But nothing worked. After 2 months of unsuccessful talks with my son and many sad days at school, I asked my son's teacher for help. She gave me a piece of advice that I will always remember. She said I needed to reconnect with my son. Okay, what did that mean? Well, I needed to show him that I really cared about him. He was not feeling secure. He was feeling disconnected from me. And so he didn't want to leave me. As I thought about this, I realized that I had put my relationship with my children in second place behind other things in my life. I was busy with so many things. None of them was really bad, but I had allowed too many things to come first, way ahead of my children. And when I looked closely, I could see that my daughter was feeling disconnected as well. She would try to get my attention, but I was too busy. My husband had a new job requiring late hours. Our home needed to be looked after. We had all become strangers. Does this family picture sound familiar to you? It was time for us to stop and take a look at our family and our values. We needed to spend more time with these precious children that God had given us. Raising happy children is a very important part of parenting. We all want happy children, don't we? In order to raise cheerful, contented, and well-mannered children, we need to put in a lot of time and effort. But you know, it's worth every moment we spend with our children, isn't it? There are many rewards. Here are some great ideas to help us with this important job. We can work hard to raise healthy, happy, and self-confident children, but the first thing we have to do is be happy ourselves. We must have a positive attitude with our children. If we're always unhappy and grumpy with them, they will be unhappy and grumpy too. And if we're always shouting at them, well, they'll shout at others, won't they? Our home should not be an angry place, but a place for caring, love, and support. Do you remember Tammy and I talking about children being happy if they know what they can and cannot do? This is called setting limits for our children. But we must do this without being angry or cruel. The limits we set should be in the best interest of the child and should be clearly explained from the beginning. And then, all families need to spend time together. This is the only way to grow close to our children. Play with them, outside in the park or at home playing games. You can teach them while you play. Teach them to take turns and share. And it's always good to eat meals together when we can. This is the best time that you can encourage open communication. Ask your child questions like this. What's the best thing that happened to you today? Listen to the answer and talk about each other's day. Family members should always be allowed to talk about what's bothering them too. So you might want to ask, what's the worst thing that happened to you today? This gives your child an opportunity to tell you about a problem that he might be having. Then you can gently advise him on how he can handle that problem. Sometimes just listening is the best thing we can do. So just to remind ourselves, we need to be happy so that our children are happy. We need to set limits for them. And we need to spend time together and encourage open communication with them. Here are some more good ideas. Listen to your children. Even if you're busy, when your child comes to you with a question or wants to tell you something, stop what you're doing. Make eye contact with your child. Give him a reply and make sure that he's heard you. Respect your children. Children who are respected will learn to respect you in return, and they will learn to respect others. Encourage your children to be thoughtful as well. Demonstrate the importance of helping others. Children raised in this environment become respectful and thoughtful and caring adults. Then praise your children whenever you have the opportunity. If you're always telling your child that what he's doing is not good enough, he will grow up not feeling very good about himself. He will find it very hard to ever feel that he can achieve anything, even at school. Noticing your child doing something good and telling him what a good job he's doing is one of the most loving things that you can do. Be a good example to your children in your work. Show them the importance of dedication. Whether you work hard at your job or you give time to your church or your community, your dedication to something will be a very good example for your children. They will learn to do the same in their own lives by working hard at school, and they'll learn the value of community service. And make sure you enrich your life through others. Isn't it fun to get together with family members, aunts, uncles, and cousins? Make family and friends feel welcome in your home. As you show interest in other people, your children will want to do the same, and they'll learn to value others too. So let's remind ourselves again, listen to our children and respect them. encourage them to be thoughtful to others, and praise them whenever we can. Be a good example to them in our work, and then let's enrich our lives with other people. And finally, we need to remind ourselves that it's actually God who is the creator of our children, and that they are gifts to us from Him. We are to take care of them as we would a precious gift. Let's take some time now to hear more about God's gift of children. We have another Carol with us today, and she's going to share something with us about why God gives us children. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. It's really good to be here again with you today. You know, I love to watch children at play, don't you? There's something so fresh and innocent about them, isn't there? These precious children are gifts from God. He's given them to us in trust that we'll take the best care of them. What a wonderful gift! Let's stop now and thank God for these precious gifts. Would you like to pray with me? Dear Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the precious gift to us of children. Father, please bless our time together. Open our ears and our hearts to what you have to say to each one of us today. Amen. Becoming a parent is an awesome experience, isn't it? If you're a parent, do you remember that first cry of your new baby? This new little person actually belongs to you and is part of you. They'll grow up in your care and be so much a part of your life. But there's another way of looking at this new little life. God is the one who is the giver of life. He's the one who created this little one, and He's trusted this child into your care. And this is a pretty sobering thought, because in fact, our children are not really ours, are they? They're little people given to us by God. They actually belong to God. Our task is to guide them and prepare them for all that's waiting for them in life. And at some point, we're going to have to let them go to make their own decisions. So we need to teach them wisely, don't we? Now, I wonder if you've ever thought about why God gives us children. Well, of course, if we had no children, human life on this earth would soon come to an end, wouldn't it? And do you know, in the beginning of the Bible, God's Word, God told Adam and Eve, the first two people He created, to be fruitful and increase in number. The Bible says a lot more things about children. Would you like to hear some of them? In the book of Psalms, it says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Wow, I wonder if you have a quiver full of children. The warrior carries his arrows in his quiver, and of course he needs plenty of arrows when he goes hunting. Maybe you live in a village and your husband takes his sons hunting, so you'd know all about the value of those children to help provide food for you. And maybe your daughters help you work in the garden to provide food for your family. Or maybe you live in a city and your children go to work to help provide for you and take care of you. They really are a gift from God, aren't they? Our children can bring us joy and delight. Here's a lovely promise to those who walk in God's ways. In Psalms it says, your wife will be like a fruitful grapevine flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees as they sit around your table. Children can bring much joy to our marriage and to our home. The Bible tells us that children are given to the parents not only to bring them joy, but for a specific purpose. Every child, including you, comes into the world with a future planned by God. Again, in Psalms, it says, your plans for us are too many to list. God not only has plans for our own lives, but also for our children. And of course, God knows that as we get older, we need somebody to take care of us. He says to children in Proverbs, Listen to your father, who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. And as we get older, there are our children's children, our grandchildren. What a delight they are to us in our older age. The Bible says in Proverbs, grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. When Jesus, God's Son, was here on this earth, he said something wonderful about children. His disciples were trying to shoo them away. They thought the children were a nuisance. But Jesus said this in the book of Matthew, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." We love our children very much, don't we? And God loved his only son, Jesus, very much too. But he also loves us. In fact, his word tells us in John that he loved us so much that he gave us his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. All of us have done, said, or thought things that are wrong. This is called sin, and our sin has separated us from God. But the good news is that about 2,000 years ago, God sent his only Son to die on the cross for our sins. Jesus lived a sinless life and died to take the punishment for us. Jesus rose from the dead and now lives in heaven with God, his Father. He offers us the gift of living with him forever if we accept what he has done for us. He wants us, his children, to be in heaven with him. And of course, he wants our children to be there with him too. So let me ask you a parenting question. Have you made a true commitment to God? Do you know, parents, that God loves you too? God reaches out in love to you and wants you to be his child. You can choose to ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and to come into your life as your Lord and Savior. Would you like to pray with me about this? Father God, we thank you for the gift of our children. Thank you for sending Jesus, your own Son, to die for us, to make us your children. By faith, we believe that we can be made right before you because Jesus has taken our sins away through his death. We ask that our children will come to know you as their Father too. And now, Father, we look forward to having a loving relationship with you in this life. And after we die, we'll join you in heaven. Thank you. Amen.
Isn't it wonderful that God loves us? And even more wonderful is the fact that we can choose to have a relationship with him, like a child has with his father.
If you prayed with us today, believing in what Jesus has done for you, then, my friend, you are now a member of God's family. You are one of God's children, and we hope that you will have many years to enjoy growing in your understanding and knowledge of God, and just being his special child. It is good to be reminded that children are precious gifts from God, and as we spend time with them, talking and sharing, we grow closer in our relationship with our children, don't we?
And in the same way as you talk with God, your Father, and share your life with him, your relationship with him will be closer too. He's always listening to you.
And we always hope that you'll listen to us too.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.